Topic 12. A film. Cue card. Describe a film that you have recently seen. You should say what the film was, when and where you saw it, what the film was about, and explain how you felt about this film.
A film that I saw recently was called The Passion of the Christ. I was in my hometown of Chongqing when I saw it when it first came out a few years ago. The film was about the last 24 hours of Jesus' life on earth. It showed when he was in the garden before he was captured and brought before a trial, all the way up to when he was crucified and rose up again from out of the grave. It was actually quite moving because the director, Mel Gibson, actually put his own money into making the picture, so he was able to just do it the way that he wanted it done. This movie caused quite an uproar when it was released, as some people really loved it and others hated it. It was in the news for a long time with a lot of debating going on over it. It ended up making quite a bit of money for Mel Gibson. Everything about it was very beautiful, from the cinematography to the actual scenery. The acting was top-notch. I think the main actor deserved an Academy Award. But anyway, I enjoyed it very much. One of the hardest scenes for me to watch in the movie was where Jesus gets whipped before he is crucified. It was so realistic, I had to hide my eyes.
Part 3. Films. 1. What kinds of films are most popular in China?
Well, Hollywood blockbusters are very popular here. Films like Titanic and Saving Private Ryan. Also, Hong Kong films are very popular because the stars are well known here. Kung Fu films are popular because this art form originated here. Of course, love stories are very popular as well as Chinese historical films.
2. Do old people and young people like to watch the same kinds of films? Compare the differences.
Well, I think that old people like to watch stories about their country since they were so involved in this time period. They also like to watch variety shows that show the native singing and dancing from different parts of China. Young people, on the other hand, go for the foreign films, as I already mentioned. There are some films that both young and old like to watch, such as Chinese historical movies.
3. What do you think people can learn from watching films? Or should films be considered as entertainment only?
Oh, I think that people can learn so much from films. You know, there is an old saying that goes, "A wise man learns from his mistakes, but a wiser learns from the mistakes of others." Just by watching a movie and seeing what a character does in certain circumstances can help you to know what to either do or not do. You can feel what the characters feel if the actors are really good. You can see sights that you might not be able to see if it were not for movies. So definitely, you can learn from watching films.
4. To what extent do you think films reflect real life?
Well, that is a big argument that has been around for a long time. Does art imitate life, or does life imitate art? I believe that each reflects on the other. Sometimes films observe life and comment on it, and sometimes life observes film and imitates it. Film is a powerful medium and brings many parts of life to the public for observation.
5. Do you think that film stars deserve the large incomes that some of them receive?
Absolutely not. I think film actors' salaries have just gotten way out of hand. I know that some of them are very good actors and do the job that they have to do well, but when I think of all that money and what else could be done with it, I just can't seem to justify it. When you pay people this much money, it absolutely makes them larger than life, and reality can become a little blurred.
Censorship. 6. What do you think about censorship?
I believe in it. I think that some of the stuff that is available to the public is just pure garbage. Not censoring would be like allowing garbage to be strewn around your living room. I believe in freedom of speech and having the right to say what you think, but I believe that also goes along with a sense of responsibility of who would be around to hear it. Some things are just not fit for all audiences. I think that maybe censorship can go too far, but if you have a good balance in what is censored, it is not such a bad thing.
7. Should films be classified before release?
Of course, this goes along with my previous answer, although really with today's films, some of them could be classified as junk 1 and garbage 2. I hope that you don't think that I am being too negative on this subject, but realistically speaking, expanding these ratings or classifications would not be a bad idea. I think that the rating system is too simplistic, and many more guidelines and ways to classify movies are long overdue.
Describe a film that you have recently seen. You should say what the film was, when and where you saw it, what the film was about, and explain how you felt about this film. 1. What kinds of films are most popular in China? 2. Do old people and young people like to watch the same kinds of films? Compare the differences. 3. What do you think people can learn from watching films? Or should films be considered as entertainment only? 4. To what extent do you think films reflect real life? 5. Do you think that film stars deserve the large incomes that some of them receive? 6. What do you think about censorship? 7. Should films be classified before release?